Miss Katie Hopkins joins me now. You think he's going to win?
I think he's going to win. I think you guys are in for a big surprise, which I'm quite excited about. I think we've seen a very similar thing here in the UK with Brexit. We saw a lot of the liberal press kind of sneering at Brexiteers. We saw a lot of the sneering that we see from the Clinton News Network. And I think it's something we
That's CNN. Know. You're calling us the Clinton News Network.
That's exactly correct.
And why? Why do you call us the Clinton News Network?
Because
when we prominently
evening,
featured a Florida poll that showed evening, Donald Trump had a couple of points.
And earlier on this evening on Twitter, you were telling me, Hillary Clinton has a 12-point lead. And now you're having to look at Florida polls showing a 2-point lead.
But those are two different.
That must be very hard for you.
Though entirely different things. One is a national poll that showed she had. One poll that showed she had a 12-point lead, others show a 9-point lead. Nationally, she's been ahead for
weeks. I think we're all very bored of the polls. I think none of us need to take any notice of them whatsoever. We learned that in the UK with Brexit. We learned it indeed with our general election. What I will say, having sat in the Republican convention in Cleveland and watched your news network, it is entirely biased, I think, in coverage. And I think Trump's doing a great job. And I think what we saw today from him opening that hotel was
super
thing.
Because you keep making these accusations, and quite frankly, you cannot back them
because
up.
You just said, I'll just give you an example
you just
straight
cannot
just,
back them up, not in airtime, not in how often
I will give you an example
we,
straight off the bat of what you just said. No, I won't let you finish because I want to answer your question.
No,
said I can't back them up.
You can't go ahead and back them up then because I've worked here 18 years and I can tell
you
nothing but balance.
So you were just saying how Trump really struggles with women. You guys seem to love to present us women, and I am vaguely a woman, as victims. I don't see myself as a victim. Many women, hardworking women, don't see themselves as victims. And we could also look at other polls that say 70% of individuals find Clinton to be utterly distasteful. I find her abhorrent to look at. Her little smile there does nothing for me. So,
but
as
Katie
woman,
Hopkins, nobody's saying
like
everybody
her.
Loves Hillary Clinton.
Well,
far
I think
from
you
it.
Just did. Women,
absolutely
you said
not.
Women love Hillary. Women do not love Hillary Clinton.
I never
Clinton.
Said that. You're
okay,
literally misquoting me.
Tell me your quote.
I gave you
give
a poll where she had a 12-point advantage over
another
Donald
CNN
Trump with the
poll.
Female.
They really are meaningless. This, move on from polls. I'm bored of your polls.
Okay, but you just quoted something I said that
give
was completely
factually
incorrect.
Tell me the correct quote.
That women love Hillary Clinton?
Oh, wrong word there. Clinton.
When did I say
you love Clinton, remember, not Trump.
This conversation is actually going completely off the rails because it seems like we've just entered a post-fact world where no matter what we say to you,
we are.
You will actually deny facts and then fabricate quotes and put them in my mouth.
I think where we now sit in politics is in a world of post-truth politics where we surround ourselves with the truth that we want to hear. People enter an echo chamber and hear the stuff they said back to them that they want to hear, which is why people that support Clinton listen to you and why people that support Trump might listen to me or Fox, for example. Anyway, do ask me some questions you want to ask.
Sure, let's talk about Brexit because, first let me ask you about your support for Donald Trump. What is it about the things that he says? Why do you support Donald Trump? Because you're sitting here in Britain. Of course, you were pro-Brexit and all those things, and you have said some absolutely vicious and disgusting things about immigrants. You've called them cockroaches. You've said they were feral. You've said suicidal inmates should just go ahead and kill themselves.
I think we should turn
back
the boat.
People with dementia are blocking beds. So absolutely disgusting thing.
In your opinion is it's disgusting. In my opinion,
well,
I speak the truth.
Anybody who calls a human being a cockroach,
I don't think you speak for everybody, darling.
Says something.
Move along with your
disgusting
question.
Disgusting in many people's way. What? Why do you support Donald Trump?
Because for me, as a small business owner, he really speaks to me and the people like me that work hard for a living. He gets things done. I think we've just seen Obamacare. It crucifies small business owners. You're going to get more of that with Hillary Clinton. You're not going to get that with Trump. And I think that's very important. He also gets stuff done. What we've seen with Clinton, essentially, she's just the wife of an ex-president. She was there supporting her husband whilst he was in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky on her knees next to him.
Well, we're going
to
get
a strong woman I need. You're going to cut me off because I said
not at all. You just said she's someone's wife when she was Secretary of State.
She was someone's wife and he had affairs in the Oval Office and she stood by him. That is not a strong woman for me, honey.
But if you call me honey, that is just very condescending.
Okay, what would you like me to call you?
Extremely rude. All right, well, let's get this back on track. Brexit. Why did you support Brexit? Keeping migrants out of Britain, was that the main reason?
No, not immigration is the main reason. I'm a big fan. I was in the British Army. I'm a big fan of the British forces. It's another reason why I support Trump, actually, because I think he will stand up for our service personnel. And actually, for Brexit, it was about taking back control, taking back sovereignty. Mm-hmm. And our state broadcaster actually was very biased in their reporting and coverage of Brexit. They did not believe that Brexit would win. Mm-hmm. They found it very difficult to admit that we won. And I find your coverage to be very similar with Trump.